change is not equivalent to loss. In many conservation philosophies, you see people trying to restore habitats to something that they used to be some centuries ago or some thousands of years ago. In reality, they can't do it. It's impossible to restore any biological community, any ecosystem, to exactly what it was a few hundred years ago, because too much has happened since. The climate has changed, the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has changed, which affects the growth of every plant on the planet. We have to have a forward-thinking conservation about how we facilitate the future of biodiversity, rather than always reflecting backwards as to how can I stop change, how can I go backwards, because ultimately that's going to fail. So saving the polar bear is not about taking some into zoos and breeding them. It's not about releasing them into Antarctica, where there's lots of ice and lots of penguins they could scoff, and that would be absolutely delicious but dreadful for penguins. What we need to do is to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and reduce the rate at which the climate is warming, and in fact reduce the final increase in temperature that takes place, so that there is still enough Arctic ice for them to survive. Otherwise you're going to be left with a kind of zoo operation forever, and ultimately that kind of becomes a pointless activity. So one of the species which one might wonder whether it is worth trying to save is something like the flightless kakapo parrot in New Zealand. So this particular species of bird can only live in effectively predator-free environments, well, that's to say environments that lack ground-living mammals. They're really harsh. So if the kakapo dies out, some people are sad. It is a loss of cultural identity in New Zealand, but it's not going to change the future evolutionary trajectory of birds on the earth, because that is the future of birds is in those species that can fly and can survive in the presence of mammals. When we find that we've got an endangered species, I think it's important that we don't throw good money after bad and keep, as I say, treating the symptoms rather than the cause of the problem.